Good afternoon, Pastor Stair. I'm just calling. I'm a first-timer. I hear your program in Brooklyn, New York, late in the a.m. You have a great program, and I would like to make contact with you. I will call back again. Thank you so much, sir. Keep up the blessed, beautiful work. Thank you.
Well, I'm just so glad for the prophecies, you know. I was just playing all three of them on there, and, boy, they're really good. The absolute truth, and I guess everybody all talking around here. Everybody listens to those prophecies, and I hear all kinds of remarks. So it's true what he says about, you know, and them prophecies. Especially that really forced one I play out. Boy, everybody talks. All kinds of things they say, and like, it gets people's attention. You know, it's like it's the truth, and some people just can't handle the truth. It's like he says in that, you know. So anything he says, I know, it's right on. I tell you what, exactly what's happening right now. Prophecies are so true. So I play him, you know, different times, and they're loud by mobile, the way they place attention, and they listen to it, they show kinds of stuff, and on it goes. It's a powerful kind of prophecy, very powerful. It's coming to pass, as he said. So I'm waiting.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Christ, this is Brother Rich in Michigan, and I wrote you a while ago, and you sent me a prayer cloth in the mail. I opened the letter today. I haven't touched it yet. I'm a little fearful. I'm in a good way. This is a piece of cloth from a man of God here. I wanted to follow the instructions to do it properly in a, you know, read Acts 19:11-12 and like that. And I got my Bible in my lap and it opened to Job 25, which is a short chapter with 6 verses, and I read that. Anyone can read it if you care to. I'm not going to right now. But this is not to be taken lightly. I haven't touched this cloth yet. I've got a fast. It says at least a meal or two, and I'm thinking a day or two. I want to be delivered from any attacks, any demonic activity, and I just want to thank you for helping me with this and praying for me all along, as I do for you all. I've got to do what I've got to do. That doesn't mean much to some people, but it means a lot to me. If I didn't care, I wouldn't say thank you, and I love you all. I appreciate your hospitality. We have to endure until the end. I pray daily for the martyrs of the day and hour. I pray for the healing power of the Lord Jesus for all who are scattered, that they may gather together in the four winds under heaven and be united, escaping, enduring. It's too much to be said. I pray in the Spirit. I ask the Spirit, pray intercession for me. Yes, yes, I love the Lord. I want to fulfill the purpose He has for me. And I'm praying that we all can do that. Thank you again. God bless you. Each and every one. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello. Sister Danelle Carey calling in. I just wanted to call. I haven't called in several many days, and I just wanted to call in. I've been listening this morning. I listened on the Sabbath service, and I appreciate it so much. And Brother Stair just makes me think, not about what I'm thinking, but what God wants me to think about and pray about, and very valuable to me and many others. So I just wanted to call in and praise God and how long-suffering He is towards us. And so hope things are going well for everyone there, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maranatha.
Hey, Brother Stair, rest in peace. I was listening to you on 1170 AM driving through Central Virginia. I was in Nelson County, Albemarle County, Greene County, Madison County, Culpeper County, Virginia. 1170 AM, came in loud and clear the whole way through from midnight to 2 AM. Rest in peace, Brother Stair. Thanks. Bye.
I'm listening to you on the radio. I was calling in at WERQ 92.3. WERQ, Baltimore City, Maryland, 21213, Anthony Jones. And the book is called Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up. Alrighty, so Organized Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up. I'm listening in Baltimore City, Maryland, WERQ, Anthony Jones. Baltimore City, Maryland, 21213.
Hi, this is Todd from Springfield, Mass. Just calling to say I love you. I know you're with the good Lord. I listened to you for many years up on this radio station. They've lost all their Christian media and station now to secular. So you were right. The age has come when people don't want to hear the word of God anymore. You'll always instill Jesus in my heart, and I hear your words in my mind very clear. And I love you, brother. You're with the good Lord. And peace be to your followers down there. And I hope they carry on your ministry. And I love you. And there's no one else like you, Brother Stair. No one else in the world. Peace be to your followers. Amen.
Yes, please send the book, Organized Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up, to Judith Point, Lookout, New York, 11569-0787. Thank you.
Hello, Brother Stair. This is Roberta Navarrete again. I left another message about the packet about organized religion prostitution, but also I'd like the vision packet. I tried calling on your other number, the 628-4131, but I can't get through on that one. So if you could include the vision packet for Roberta Navarrete, Anaheim, California, 92802. That's Roberta Navarrete. Thank you, Brother Stair. I'm really enjoying your broadcast today. And last week I heard it also for a little while. Thank you so much, sir. And God bless you. I'll pray for you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My name is Yolanda Benjamin. My address is Baltimore, Maryland, 21205-1408. I'm listening to you on Spirit 1400 in Baltimore, Maryland, AM station. If you could send me the Organized Christianity Prostitution Cover-Up, it would be greatly appreciated. Have a blessed night. Goodbye.
Hello, Brother Stair and the Saints. My name is Dale Gester from New Brunswick, Canada. I am going through some very, very difficult times right now. And I know I try to do my best every day, Lord. I got to the point that last week I got a letter in the mail. It was about my house and land I own in Coal Creek, New Brunswick, Canada. They say there's an outstanding tax bill on it. And I told them that all my trouble started in 96. I asked different questions about my property up there. They refused to answer for me. But they're willing to give me the outstanding bill of property tax. Plus, they're willing to give me the outstanding bill against, there was a call, they call it the MB housing loan system. There's an outstanding bill on that. And I hadn't had no tax bills on the place since 1996. Couldn't get none. Couldn't get none sent to my addresses or nothing. So I got a large problem. So anyway, the way it worked out is that if I don't come up with at least $45,000 between now and 1st of March, I guess, of 2022, I will just, I, no matter which way it goes, he'll just take it. I want to live for Jesus. I'm going to live for Jesus. And I'm, that's all I'm interested in is living for Jesus, Brother Stair and the saint. But my wife agreed even beyond me again. Take it to Jesus. Well, that's what I'm going to do. Take it to Jesus. And Burgess, I hear you praying for me every day and night. Thank you, Burgess. Thank you, saints down there. And I sent some tithe money out to everybody the last couple of days. I've been having trouble with my mail system down here, too. I'm having all kinds of troubles, I guess. But I'm putting it in the good Lord's hand. Nobody else's. Thank you, Brother Stair and the saints. We'll be talking to you again. Thank you. God bless.
Greetings, Saints of God there at Wolfsburg. This is Brother Malone. Here in Columbia, just calling again and asking you all to pray for me as I pray for you all. And to thank you for continuing on with the message, the broadcast that it goes forward. The messages that come out speaks, even from the grave, the message still speaks and it goes around the world. And it blesses the heart of the people of God. Thank you, and may God bless you all. In Jesus' name, Maranatha. Praise the Lord.
Hello, brother. I need a prayer request for my beloved brother, and I'm calling from California. This is Papa Joe. I need you to hear my prayer request on live phone, not on recording. It would not be proper. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Chanel calling in. I'm having just a lot of tribulation and trials and just a lot of problems in my family, and especially with my daughter. And it looks like I'm going to have to change my phone number because she's just leaving horrible messages on my phone, and she's drunk, and she got some money from somewhere, and she's gone crazy, really, and drinking and everything. And I just don't like it. I don't think it's right. She can do that. And so I'm just really calling for prayer for me, and for praying. I'm praying to for the saints around the world, that the people who belong to the Lord and serve Him. So I'm calling for prayer, and I need to pray, and I'll bless the Lord. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your great mercy and grace toward us. And God bless you all, and God bless the ministry. And thank you. Thank you, and God bless all of you. Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.